Start the Holy Week today. And what is Holy Week? What does Holy Week mean for us? So the Palm Sunday, the blessing of the palms, begins this celebration, the greatest week in the life of the church. A snapshot of the last days, the last hours of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth. This marks the culmination of the reason for Christ's coming to the earth. Crucify him. Crucify him. Just a few minutes ago, we had the version of the gospel that said, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So what is this story all about for you? And if I may ask, what is your plan this week? Archbishop Fulton Sheen, in his book, The Life of Christ, summarized the story of the coming of Christ when he said that the story of every human life begins with birth and ends with death. In the person of Christ, however, it was his death that was first and his life that was last. Every one of us who comes into the world comes to live. For Christ is the only one who came that we may live, that others may have life and have it in full. That is the mystery that we celebrate during this week. We begin the holiest week, the holiest week in the life of the church and in our lives. What is your plan? I was reading this poem. The title of this poem is The Road Not Taken. The Road Not Taken. It's written by Robert Frost. The first stanza of that poem says, two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And sorry, I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Two roads diverged in a yellow road. This is typical of the experience of the followers of Christ in the Passion narrative. They seem conflicted between two divergent roads, with contradicting interests, opposing choices. So either they pitch tents with their master and risk their lives, or take sides with the Roman authorities and betray their Lord. In the last stanza of that poem, Robert Frost writes, I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. What road are you choosing during this week? What road have you traveled through the 6 weeks of Lent, building up to this time? The life of the Christian is not an easy one, but it's never boring. And when this life is lived well, it is glorious. I heard this little joke about two baseball players. They were good Catholics, and both of them in their 90s. These friends were asking whether or not there was a baseball in heaven. So they made a deal that whoever died first would come back and tell the surviving friend if there was a baseball in heaven. The oldest guy, who was 98, died first. And a few days later, he appeared to his friend, who was praying in his room, and he said to him, "I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is this: there is baseball in heaven." The friend smiled, and then he said to him, "The bad news is that you are pitching tonight." How about that? There's baseball in heaven. That's the great news. But the bad news is that you are pitching tonight. Right? Are you ready for that? This is where we all, pleasing God, we will be going to heaven. But the thing is, we must have to participate in this journey. So if I ask you, how have you done with your Lenten observances, your prayer, your fasting, your almsgiving, all those wonderful choices you made on the Ash Wednesday? How have you fared with them? You gave up? You fasted? You stopped gossiping, right? You stopped road rage, right? No road rage during the Lent. And you tried, you did well. Lent is finishing. Are you going to pick those up again? Lent is over. Are you picking up the road rage, the gossiping, all those things? Chocolates, right? Chocolate has been in the box. So let's go back and eat and eat and eat it all, right? Is that the plan? The real Christian fights with Christ. Are we going to run away and leave him alone in suffering this week? And I want to remind you that your struggles can make you a saint. And this is why Jesus came to earth, to make us saints. This is why he suffered. You can only become a saint if you fight with Christ. Either you are on his side, or you are on the side of the world. That is why at the beginning of this Palm Sunday's liturgy, the crowd who gather raise their voices to shout, "Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Son of David." This glorious chant lasts only for a short period. That is the mystery of the life of Christ, residing in his suffering, in his passion, in his death. Eventually, the resurrection that brings us glory. The people quickly flip. They believe that Jesus deserves to die, and they shout, "Crucify him." This calls for deeper reflection on our own part, on who we are, what we do, and how much we defend our Christian identity. What we see in the Passion narrative is humanity's instability, unsteadfastness. Jesus ends up alone. Think about that. One of the most painful experiences in life is the feeling of abandonment and rejection. Worse, if one is abandoned by one's friends, by one's family members, or by someone who is believed to be a part of the individual's life. Jesus is abandoned by his friends, by his disciples, by his followers, those who benefited from his ministry. Everyone abandoned Jesus. Who is left with Jesus? Only the weak. Simple women like Veronica. Reluctant persons like Simon of Cyrene. Helpless individuals like the women of Jerusalem. Good-for-nothing persons like the individual crucified on the right. Minority leaders like Joseph of Arimathea. Jesus, does not thrive by popular opinion. The question can be asked in our time: who is left with Jesus? The Holy Week brings to our attention where we have to stand. Who is left with Jesus? Are you ready for the Easter? How are you ready? Have you gone for confession to put yourself in the best spiritual position and mood to side with Jesus? Where would you say you fall within this passion narrative? Betraying, falling, compromising, shying away, shrinking? Or would you describe yourself to be as much ready to defend Jesus as possible? Think about that little girl, that bystander, that maid who confronted Peter. Bring that within our own context and circumstance. These can be the opportunities we have before our family, before our kids, before our grandkids to bear witness to Christ. It could be the moments we have to speak up or fail to speak up before our colleagues about our faith. It could be the times we choose to stay quiet in order not to face the stereotypes of being tagged Catholics before politicians. And I remind you again, like this poet, Robert Frost, says, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Our faith and society can be the two roads diverging in the wood of the cross of our lives. Society can be attractive. Popularity can be attractive. Cultural pressure can be attractive. But the one less traveled road can be our faith. Someday, we shall be telling the story of the road that we chose. And like these old baseball players, what makes the difference in our lives? Are we ready to pitch tonight, if it is our turn? In this Holy Week, Christ opens the gate of heaven for you personally, for all of us, each and every one of us. He opens the gates of heaven personally. He goes to prepare a place for you so that you might be where he is. He fights for you on Good Friday. So your life is a gift from God. I'm encouraging you to fight the good fight for God. Jesus gave every drop of his blood for you personally. You're not just one number in the crowd. That's not what you are. Jesus himself did not say, "You know, this is really hard. Nobody likes my message. Nobody wants to listen to me. They are going to make fun of me. They are going to beat me up. They are going to kill me. Maybe I'll go home and take it easy, eat a piece of chocolate, and deal with this letter." That's not what Jesus said. Otherwise, we will not be celebrating this faith today. No. He fought all the way through for you, for me, for us. And then he said on the cross, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And he opened the gates of heaven for you. My dear friend, I want you to picture in your mind the glory of Christ passing through the eternal gates with all the saints and prophets behind him. He is the face of mercy. Do not abandon him. Do not deny him. Do not shy away. Stay with him and fight this good fight this week. Get up and follow him through the eternal gates. And your friend might say to you, "It is your turn to pitch tonight." Happy Holy Week.